Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. 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 What a blessing to know that your help cometh from the Lord. That means no matter what is going on around you, when you are weary, when you are tired, when you say, Lord, I just don't feel like going forth no more, Father God, I just want to stay here where I am. He says that I will strengthen you, I will cover you, and I will make you move because I have a purpose for your life. And just so you know, as long as your God, Jesus, has a purpose for your life, you can never fail in anything that you want to do, because so long as you are covered by the Almighty, come on somebody, as long as you are covered by the grace of God, you don't have to worry about what goes on to the left of you or to the right for you. All you got to do is stay the course. Amen. Well, God bless you on this Sunday morning. I am Pastor D. You are listening to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. It is a blessing to be in the house. Come on in. The water is just fine over here. Amen. We're not going to hold up. We're going to get it started. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with a song?
God bless. God bless this Sunday morning. Fire calling me to a higher place of praise. Stand on the mountain, magnify his name. Tell all the people, all the nations that he raised. Zion is calling thee to a higher place of praise. Ooh, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Stand on the mountain, magnify his name. Tell all the people, all the nations that he reigns. Zion is calling me higher place of praise. Ooh, until Zion is calling thee to a higher place of praise. Stand on the mountain, magnify, magnify his name. Tell people, all the nations that he reigns. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling me. Zion is calling thee. Zion is calling thee to a higher place of praise. Amen.
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 Bless you, sir. Bless you.
Amen.
Let us unite in the historic confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Implication. Our help is in the name of the Lord, without whom our assembly is in vain. Come, O thou who hast been our help in age past, and blessed flow in our hearts and between us one and all, that through you we will be linked one with another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture will come from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 through 17. And I shall be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us his son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So let your sinful nature control your mind. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit, and you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. You received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering, I have read verses 1 through 17. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and reading and understanding of this most holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kyle. Thank you, everyone. Amen. Who has participated thus far. It is a true blessing to be before you this morning. Again, amen. The Lord has done some great things for us, amen, allowing us, amen, to see life just one more time. Amen. Amen. Just a couple of announcements. At 3 p.m. today, amen, let us join in the celebration of our district connectional ushers day. Amen. It is the 19th anniversary of that. Amen. We should be all involved in that. Amen. Because our ushers, they take care of the house. Amen. And they're always there to support us. Amen. So we should support our ushers. It starts at 3 p.m. It is via Zoom. If you have the Zoom app, all you have to do is put in the meeting ID. There is no password. The meeting ID is 570-385-5284. Again, the meeting ID is 570-385-5284. If you do not have Zoom and you want to call in and just to be a part of it and still listen and enjoy it, the call-in number is 312-626-6799. Again, the calling number is 312-626-6799. Amen. Again, that starts at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Amen. And I pray that there and that we can all enjoy the service. Amen. Also, you all know that on Tuesday, we will be having the celebration of life for Brother Ralph Nixon, the husband of Sister Lillian Nixon, amen, who is a member of Fuse Memorial. She is a stewardess, amen. So please keep her and her family in prayer, amen. If you want to go to the viewing, it will be at Andrew's Funeral Home in River Rouge, Michigan, and the viewing is from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday. Amen. And the funeral, the family hour will start Tuesday at 10 a.m. and the funeral will be at 11. Amen. Amen. Continue to keep yourselves safe. Amen. We know that this Delta variant is getting strong, and we have decided to cancel our Wednesday night worship services for right now, amen, until things get under control, amen. So we will continue to have our Bible study on our conference line, amen. All of you are welcome to that, amen, and come and be a part of it. Again, may God continue to bless you, and may God continue to keep you, amen. With that being said, we will continue on with our service. Amen. We should not have our altar call. Amen. Bless us, Reverend.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's altar call. It's prayer time, saint. Come to the altar and leave your burdens there. For God will do just what he said he would do. All you have to do is ask and let go and let God. So, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other hand I know. Father, our hearts long to move from sinful to righteousness. We will reap what we sow emotionally and spiritually. Please help us to sow good things generously. Use us to sow what pleases the Holy Spirit and not ourselves. May our church be known in the community as a generous body of believers who care for those passionately and who demonstrate the life of Christ with our words and our actions. Help our nation to return to righteousness in the powerful name of Jesus. Lord, restore integrity and uprightness and wisdom and kindness to our world so that you will be glorified in the midst of your people. Holy God, when we sow the righteousness of Jesus, your word says we will reap the fruit of unfailing love. We know that your love never fails, even when other spiritual things cease to exist. May our hearts be focused upon sowing your righteousness so that we may continually reap the benefits of being your child. Your unfailing love needs to be seen in and through our church, Lord. Create a deep desire for the righteousness of Jesus to flow into our hearts and then out through our words and deeds so that you are glorified in the midst. Father, I ask you to have mercy upon this nation as your people cry out for your unfailing love to be poured out into our world. Father, we bow before you in repentance. Forgive us for the hardness of our hearts where the goodness and love of your spirit lies dormant and sits in the midst of thorns. Show us how to love even those we consider to be our enemy. We are called to love one everyone, no matter what they believe, say, or do, no matter what they look like or how they live, Lord. May our church have such fertile soil that only love can grow there. May the righteousness of Christ that we sow result in a crop that overflows with love into our hearts. Replace hatred and ugliness and anger with love, beauty, and peace. Lord Jesus, we glory in your holy name. We want to be one who seeks you continuously so that our heart will rejoice always. Your word said that if I seek you with all my heart and soul, that we will find you. Help us to know what that looks like. Show us how to avoid distractions that keep us looking at and interacting with things that are less than all that you are. Father, you are near. You live in us. Your kingdom is here and now. And we want to be in the center of what our desire is to be and to do so that you receive the most glory. Holy Spirit, give us the wisdom to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Thank you for your promise that if we seek you first, you will add what is needed. Lord, we ask for the desire to seek you until you shower righteousness upon us. Help us to learn to love you so completely that we will continue to seek you for the rest of our days here on earth. Now, Lord, as I close, bless the minister of the hour, Lord. Speak to her and through her for your people. Use her, Lord, in a mighty way. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Bless our sick and shut in. Special prayer for Sister Quarantine Children, her sister and family, and our fused family. This virus and second wave variants, and a special prayer for our pastor, Dante Towson. Lord, give him what he needs to lead and guide his sheep. And bless his mom, Betty Townsend. Bless the bereaved family, Sister Lillian Nixon and family, the Harringtons and the Campbells, the Gastons and the Lott family. Keep your loving arms around them and comfort them. Also keep the Settles and Johnson and Cook family in prayer. Bless Hakeem and Michelle and this radio station, which keeps us going and spread God's divine word. Bless each and every family represented here today, Lord, and bless Fuse Memorial and all the churches open in your name. Bless our nation and armed forces and world leaders. This is my prayer in the mighty and matchless name of the Most High. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done and about to do. Let the church say amen, amen. And amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Word.
Amen. And Brother Tony, will you please bless us with the song, sir?
Amen. Amen. Again for that mighty prayer. Praise the Lord. I've seen the lightning flash. seen and heard the thunder roll. I felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, temptations sharp and keen. I have a peace in knowing that my Savior stands between. He stands to shield me from danger when all my friends are gone. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Oh, no, never alone. No, never alone. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Oh, no, never alone. No, never alone. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He died on Calvary's mountain for me. They pierced his side. For me, he opened that mountain, that crimson cleansing tide. For me, he's waiting in glory upon his heavenly throne. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Oh, no, never alone. No, never alone. Whoa, he promised. My God promised. My God promised. Yes, he promised never to leave me alone. Whoa, no, never alone. Oh, no, never alone. Whoa, he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised that he'll never leave you alone. His word says that he will never, ever leave us alone. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. So, Father God, we just thank you for never leaving us, Father, for always being there, Father, whenever we need you. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father. Father God, I come to you, Father, as I get ready to deliver your word, Father. I ask you, Father God, that you would remove me, Father, and step in, Father. Open up the ears of the hearers, Father. That open up their spiritual ears, Father, that they're able to hear, receive, and also be able to apply, Father, what is said, Father. We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father, because you deserve it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Dante, for this opportunity. It's an opportunity that I don't take for granted, nor do I take it lightly, and I thank you so, so very much.
Bless you.
As we read earlier in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, for the sake of time, I'll just break down the scripture. But our subject that we have for this morning, releasing the weight of bondage. Releasing the weight of bondage. We have all been in bondage in some kind of way in our lives. Some of us still are. We have become slaves of bondage to a variety of things in our everyday lives. It can be alcohol, drugs, hate, jealousy, or any other thing that keeps you separated from the love and inheritance of God. I want to use the book of Romans and look into how we can break those chains of bondage by using God's word. Starting with verse 1. The first verse is so key and is something that you need to know. Believers may be chastened by the Lord, but will not be condemned with the world. No condemnation for those in Christ. God does not put you down or hate you. He will correct you and convict you of your sin. Jesus took all of our sins on the cross, and as a loving Father, he convicts us of our mistakes. But not forever. Confess it, and it's forgotten. The second verse points to the law of the Spirit. What is the principle of their walk, the flesh of their spirit, the old or the new nature, corruption of grace? Which one are you walking by? Walking by the flesh means walking in darkness of sin, corruption and despair of sin, obstacles of sin keeping you from your inheritance. Walking by the Spirit is walking in the sunshine of God, the promise of help and strength during trouble, the spiritual path to all of your needs. We can come before God's throne for help in times of trouble. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God did what the law could not do. God showed his hate for sin by the sufferings of his son in the flesh that the believer would be pardoned and justified. This is what God's total condemnation for sin through his son. Thus, satisfaction was made divine to justice and the way of salvation open for the sinner. The law could not be fulfilled by us but Christ alone. There needed to be a perfect sacrifice to cover our sins. It was fulfilled for us. Thus, this belief of all true believers. The intent of God was the welfare of our eternal soul. Those of the Spirit are concerned about the pleasures of eternity. Those of the flesh are concerned by pleasures of the here and now. Verses 5 through 8. verse 5, it depends on what your mindset is on. Which way do your thoughts move with most pleasures? Those have bondage of the flesh, have one set of pleasures, worldly things and material things, carnal things of fleshly pleasures. Those that live in sin of bondage are dead. Those who focus on the spirit focus on spiritual pleasures. Others are alive to the God and have promise of the inheritance by the grace of God that have a sanctified living soul. They live a life of peace and contentment. They are satisfied with what they have and can gain all. But in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. The carnal mind is an enemy to God. They live a life of strife and discontentment, never satisfied with what they have or their gains. Their thoughts can never please God. They fight constant spiritual battles in their minds. They constantly fight the foolish of worldly things. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 through 20, for the wisdom of this world is foolish before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasoning of the wise, that they are useless. Our wisdom is nothing to God. In verse 9 through 11, ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Once you start living in the spirit, you are no longer chained to the sins of this world. Once we die to sin, we are no longer bound to sin. We have a new life just as Christ when he rose from the dead from our sin. Romans chapter 6, verses 4 through 5, we were buried therefore with him through baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Glory be to God. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Thank you, Jesus. We must die daily to our sin. We must die daily to our sin. We must die daily to our sin. Each day we must renew our faith in God and not in the world. Verse 12, being heirs, Christ, we are promised an inheritance from our Heavenly Father. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, that they have been called, will receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. We have a right as children of God to ask our Father for help. We have no need to be in bondage. Sin has no hold on us that we do not allow. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Key word is may. As long as we walk in the flesh, we will walk in bondage. When we learn to walk the spirit, we will no longer walk alone in fear of bondage and sin. When we learn to walk in the hand of God, and his word says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13, for I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, for I will help you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being my help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. As I come to a close, I would like to share a word from the Lord that I received as I was putting together this message, the Lord said to tell you what being in bondage to people can do to you. When you realize that you are in bondage, you're no longer in it. See, the weight of it is so consuming to a point that you become immune to it. That consumption of bondage will kill you if you don't realize it due to the stress or the anxiety. By then, it'll be too late. That's why you must stay connected to me. Stay connected to me, the one that died for our freedom. For John chapter 8, verse 36 tells you that whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. So all you have to do is don't hold on to the weight. Don't hold on to the burden. Let go of that bondage. All you got to do is just put your hands in the hands of the man. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, for he is the one that can loose the shackles and set you free. Hallelujah. Just put your hands in his hands. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hands. Let him loose you. Let him set you free, for the Son set you free. You don't have, he took all those burdens onto the cross for you. Just let it go. Just let it go. Lay it onto the altar and let it go. Don't pick it back up. Just take up your cross and go. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Preacher said it is time to let go of the burden of bondage. Amen. If you have been in bondage and you have found yourself shackled, and sometimes, like she said, that the bondage will allow you not to be able to move. But I know a man that can remove you from the bondage. This man is named Jesus. And as we open up the door of the church, and that door being Jesus the Christ, is there somebody here? You've been in bondage. You've been hurt. You've been angry, bitter, upset, frustrated, irritated, tired, mad at the world. And you're ready to let it all go. I present Jesus to you right now. He is the only one that can remove it from you. And if that's you, please pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again all for me. Now use me, Father God, to the best of your ability. Bless me, Father God, so that I may be a blessing to somebody else. Touch me right now in a mighty way, Father, and grant me peace. You are the Lord of my life. Use me, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you pray that prayer, know that salvation belongs to you. You have accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That means that the burden of bondage has been lifted. No more will you be chained to the things of this world. You have been set free. Been set free. In the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Now I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Support them with your physical presence, your tithes and your offerings. Pray with them in the spirit. And bless them at all times, and watch what in your life, but in the life of the church. Happy birthday. This is a new day for you. You are free. Amen. Amen and amen. Before we move on to our doxology, I just want to give a special shout out to this HubNet Online Network. Amen. In the next coming weeks, we will be discussing some new ideas coming through the HubNet Online Network. Amen. So please stay tuned. This is a exciting time for us at HubNet. God is moving. God is blessing. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. Amen. And let us just keep praying for this network, for the leadership. Amen. Because God is moving. Amen. We are HubNet 24/7. Amen. Amen. Brother Tony, will you bless us with the doxology? Then I yield to the Minister Townsend for the closing benediction.
God bless. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Ooh, let the church say amen. Ooh, let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to thank you again, Pastor Townsend, and the ministerial staff and my Fuse family for all your love and your support, as well as HubNet Online Network. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We are signing off.